You're listening to Talk Radio Europe.
We have fun on a Thursday afternoon.
If you make your legs shorter, your hands are going to...
You can hear thoughtful comments and reflections.
I love when I see people who are heavier than me and wearing shorts or skirts and stuff, and I think, good on you. I wish I had had the confidence to do that.
But above all, you'll have a proper good laugh. Join me, Hannah Murray, and my guests on Men and Women Talk, Thursdays from 5pm here on Talk Radio Europe.
Yeah, people go on holiday and sometimes, you know, completely lose their inhibitions and when it comes to alcohol and sex.
I've not been on any of those.
Online, on mobile, on the TRE app, your smart speaker, and on air. This is TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world.
BBC News with Emily Thomas. The World Health Organization has sent 6 tons of medical supplies to the Democratic Republic of Congo as it continues to sound the alarm over the scale of the Ebola outbreak in Central Africa. The supplies include protective equipment for health workers as they scale up testing, surveillance and contact tracing. Despite the concerns, Emery Makamenu in Kinshasa explains why everyday life is still continuing as usual.
There should be a robust communication from authorities here in the capital or everywhere there have been confirmed cases, because people are going about their usual businesses everywhere. And some have even told me from Bunia saying that we are waiting for maybe to have more cases so we can take it seriously. So this is how people are reacting over here. They know Ebola is dangerous, it's deadly, but they put forward their survival, their livelihood before this outbreak.
Hours before the Russian leader arrives in Beijing, the Chinese Foreign Ministry has denied reports that President Xi Jinping told Donald Trump last week that Vladimir Putin might regret invading Ukraine. A ministry spokesman described the report in the Financial Times as entirely fabricated. Ahead of this week's visit, the Kremlin released a video address by Mr. Putin where he said Sino-Russian relations had reached a truly unprecedented level. Laura Bicker reports from Beijing.
This will be Mr. Putin's 25th visit to China since he first came to power 2 decades ago. President Xi has refused to condemn Mr. Putin's actions in Ukraine and has become an economic lifeline for Moscow. Since the war, ties between the two have deepened and bilateral trade has now soared to record highs. Mr. Xi may also hope to buy more oil and gas from a man he describes as his old friend, Vladimir Putin, as the war in Iran squeezes China's supplies.
A nationwide transport strike in Kenya, called to protest against a hike in fuel prices, has been suspended for 1 week to allow for further negotiations between the government and transport negotiators. Last night, negotiations on Monday ended in stalemate after minibus taxi operators said a reduction of diesel prices by under a dollar wasn't enough. Akisa Mandera reports from Nairobi.
A lot of disruptions, it did not just affect those that were using public transportation. Even those that were using private transportation could not get access to these roads for the better part of yesterday and today before the strike was suspended. But the bigger picture, these protests have led to 4 deaths so far. 30 people have been injured and more than 300 people have been arrested. We've seen total disruption of businesses as well as learning disruptions, as children have not been able to go to school since yesterday because of this particular strike.
BBC News.
TRE, your voice in Spain.
The Spanish news is brought to you by Linea Directa. Linea Directa for no-nonsense car, bike and home insurance. Call 919 181 130.
Good afternoon. This is your Spanish news. Former Spanish Prime Minister José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero is being investigated for alleged influence peddling and related crimes. Zapatero's office in Madrid was being searched along with 3 other premises. A key ally of current socialist Prime Minister Pedro Sánchez, Zapatero has already denied any wrongdoing before a lower house committee. The case puts more pressure on Sánchez, who's already dogged by corruption investigations into alleged kickbacks involving key members of his inner circle, as well as probes involving his wife and his brother. Zapatero led Spain from 2004 to 2011, winning two absolute parliamentary majorities with landmark policies such as withdrawing Spanish troops from Iraq and legalizing same-sex marriage. He is the first Spanish prime minister to be formally investigated by the judiciary since the transition to democracy. Police in Catalonia have detained the son of the founder of the Mango fashion group, Isaac Andic, in an investigation into the death of his father, who was killed in a fall from a cliff near Barcelona in December 2024. A spokesperson for the family said Jonathan Andic was being questioned by investigators but would not give further details. Isaac Andic died after falling more than 100 metres from a cliff whilst hiking with members of his family in the Montserrat Caves near Barcelona. Police detained a 25-year-old man who allegedly killed his two parents and injured four others, including his son, in a shooting overnight in the city of El Ejido in Almería province. As well as the suspect's son, the injured included a man, a woman, and another minor. Police were investigating the motive for this shooting, which they said originally appeared to be a domestic violence, as well as the origin of the firearm he used, as the suspect did not possess a gun license. Shootings are relatively rare in Spain, which recorded 53 firearm killings in 2020. That's according to the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime, or 0.1 deaths per 100,000 people, amongst the lowest rate in Europe and in the world. And that's your Spanish news.
The Spanish news is brought to you by Linea Directa. Linea Directa for no-nonsense car, bike and home insurance. Call 919 181 130.
Talk Radio Europe.
Lifestyle Show, presented by Selena McKenzie. Tuesday to you, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Lifestyle Show. It is currently 7 minutes past two, and the date is Tuesday, the 19th of May. Our guests on today's show in around 20 minutes' time will be chatting to Sharon Bennett Connolly. She's written a book about princesses of the early Middle Ages, and the book explores the lives of these young women, how they followed the stereotype, and how they sometimes managed to escape it. Then at 3:25, we'll be chatting to Joanne Redding about The House of Pretend, which is a raw and powerful memoir which I'll start again. This is a raw and powerful memoir which recounts one woman's journey from gritty 1970s Brooklyn to testosterone-fueled 1980s and 90s in order to reclaim truth, identity and self-worth after trauma. We will have our TRE Tuesday twirl and more, and we will be with you until four. TRE.
Talk Radio Europe. The weather on Talk Radio Europe. Find us at TRE.radio.
In Gibraltar, welcome to you on the Rock and the Costa del Sol and Almeria. Highs of 25, mainly cloudy today, clear and sunny tomorrow. Temperatures increasing to 26, your highs in Granada, clear and sunny today and tomorrow. Back up again to a massive 31 in Murcia. Here we go, getting towards July and August. Sunny today, partly cloudy with sunny spells tomorrow. Alicante and Denia dropping back just slightly to 29. Sunshine today, cloud tomorrow. And finally, on the islands, Ibiza and Palma de Mallorca, highs of 24, mainly sunny today, but mainly cloudy tomorrow.
Weather on Talk Radio Europe. Find us at TRE.radio.
TRE.
Talk Radio Europe.
At Quirón Salud Marbella Hospital, we believe that true beauty starts from within. That's why our microbiota and longevity unit offers fully personalized treatments with a multidisciplinary approach, combining genetic analysis, biomarkers, and micronutrients to achieve results that are longer lasting, natural, and uniquely tailored to you. All with the safety and peace of mind of a hospital environment. To find out more, call 952 774 200. Quirón Salud. Health. Person to person.
Looking for the latest positive news that promotes the beautiful costas of Spain? Look no further than Euro Weekly News. For over 27 years, we've been the number one English language newspaper in Spain, reaching over 500,000 readers every week. With 140,000 free newspapers distributed weekly and less than a 1% return rate, our reach is unmatched. From Valencia to Gibraltar and Mallorca, we've got you covered with 7 editions and thousands of distribution points. Stay up to date with Spain's ever-evolving social scene and positive news that encourages investment. Join our 60,000 free subscribers and get the latest news delivered straight to your inbox. Visit euroweeklynews.com and subscribe today.
Hello, Spence Clark here, the tax and business accountants in Spain since 1985. People ask us if we're the best accountants in the area. Obviously, we think we are. But what defines being the best? Is it that we provide clients with management accounts in English? Is it that we provide free initial tax consultations? Or because we spend time getting to know our clients' circumstances so that we can provide the highest professional tax advice? Maybe it's because we don't put profit before client care. Or maybe it's the Spence Clark team that makes us the best. Why not find out for yourself by visiting spenceclark.com? Thank you for listening.
Talk Radio Europe.
The Lifestyle Show, presented by Selena McKenzie.
Do. Or forget how to remember.
Tipperity and Perfect Way. And in other news, May the 19th, on this day back in history, back in 1536, Anne Boleyn, the second wife of King Henry VIII, was executed at the Tower of London. Fast forward to 1962, and Marilyn Monroe delivered her legendary Happy Birthday, Mr. President performance for John F. Kennedy at Madison Square Garden. And in 1963, Martin Luther King Jr.'s powerful letter from Birmingham Jail was published, becoming one of the defining documents of the American Civil Rights Movement. It must be true.
It must be true, because I heard it on the radio. It must be true, it must be true.
This is Talk Radio Europe. Remember when going out without an umbrella could ruin your day? Here with Línea Directa Insurance, your only worry should be enjoying everything that makes living in Spain so special. Car, home, motorbike, pets and protection against squatters. We've got you covered. Discover why 9 out of 10 customers recommend us. Switch to Línea Directa and enjoy full protection with the best prices and coverage. Call 919 181 130. Conditions apply.
When it comes to securing your future and easing the burden for your loved ones, trust the experts at Compare Funeral Spain. You can rest easy knowing that your final arrangements are in capable hands with Compare Funerals. We offer interest-free payment options spread over 5 years, so you can plan ahead without breaking the bank. And with costs increasing this year, for just €100, you can lock in our current prices. For peace of mind, contact Compare Funeral Spain on 951 120752 or online at comparefuneral.org.
Watching a movie in its original version makes for an authentic experience, and watching it in pure comfort with the highest quality sound and images makes for a Kinepolis experience. Come enjoy the movies in English and in style at Kinepolis Cinema in La Cañada, Marbella. Tickets available online at kinepolis.es.
Is your car automatic? Transmatic are the automatic gearbox specialists on the Costa del Sol. Since 1990, Transmatic have specialised in the repair and servicing of automatic and manual gearboxes. All makes and models, from the earliest classics to the latest hybrids. Transmatic undertake other mechanical work by appointment, all with a 1-year guarantee. So book your car in for a check before it's too late. Also, Delia Car Rental by Transmatic, short and long term. Call today, 952-796-166. Or find us online at transmatic.es.
Talk Radio Europe.
The Lifestyle Show.
Selina McKenzie.
We'll be right back.
D-Train and Walk On By. It's 23 and a half minutes past two. Our first guest is going to be telling us about her book, Princesses of the Early Middle Ages, Royal Daughters of the Conquest. Welcome to the show, Sharon Bennett Connolly.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here.
So I'm just going to go over to you. Tell us about the book.
It's literally does what it says on the cover. It's about the English princesses from the time of the Norman Conquest to the daughters of King John, and just looking at their lives and what their purpose was. We often have this image of princesses as being girls dressed up in finery, sent off to foreign lands, never thought of again, and their only duty was to have children, you know, birth a son and heir, and that's it, that's their job. But the book intended to show that they were a little more, there was a little more to it than that, that they were women, girls who were raised to be diplomats, to be the ambassadors for England.
Okay.
And to be that physical link between the country of their birth, England, and the country they married into.
So they weren't just passive damsels then?
No, they weren't. Very much not. And they were really fascinating characters.
So they would have received an education, presumably, then?
They would have, yes. We have this idea that people before modern times weren't educated. And it's just not true. They were educated for the things that they needed to be educated with. You know, they were taught to read. They weren't necessarily taught to write. That was the reserve of the clerks. But they were taught to read and to make sure that they could read missives between, you know, messages coming to them to make sure they're not lied to. If you're going to read, if you're getting a message from your father, you want to make sure you understand what's being said to you. And they were taught languages, you know, because they grew up in England. And in England, you learnt the language of the court was French. But a lot of their servants were English, so they would have been bilingual from early on. And then, of course, when they go to Germany or Sicily or Spain, France, you know, they have to learn the language that they're going to be communicating in every day in the court that they're going to be ruling.
And you say about political, were they political pawns then? I mean, was marriage hugely important as far as that's concerned?
You know, there's that meme online, isn't there? My girlfriend asked me to treat her more like a princess, so I married her off to a stranger to cement a treaty with Poland.
Yeah.
Technically, it's true. They were married as part of peace treaties. But the idea, then we'll fall out next year and my daughter's now married to my enemy. That very rarely happened. The whole idea of marrying your daughter to an enemy as part of a peace treaty is a sign of your commitment to keep that peace, you know, because these people, they loved their daughters. They didn't want their daughters to be unhappy or to have to go to war with their daughters. So the idea was you're marrying them to somebody who you want to be at peace with.
Mm. And talking of wars, were they warrior princesses? I mean, it was, what, Viking times?
The book starts in 1066.
Battle of Hastings.
Exactly. Although it starts in January 1066, so the first two princesses are actually the daughters of King Harold. There weren't so much as warrior princesses. Well, except, I mean, there was this daughter of Henry I called, she wasn't technically a princess because she was illegitimate, Juliana Fontevraud. And she did know how to fire a crossbow. Unfortunately, she fired it at her dad, King Henry I. And she did jump out of a castle into a moat. She was rather an adventurous woman. But she and her husband had fallen out with Henry I, and she actually tried to kill her own father.
Okay.
So, yeah, they did technically know how to fight, some of them. And they were put in positions like, I mean, Joanna, the daughter of Henry II, was married to William of Sicily. But then when he died, just after he died, her brother turned up, Richard the Lionheart, on his way to Crusade, and he took her with him to the Holy Land. he did try to marry her to a Saladin's brother, which she wasn't having any of. So they didn't necessarily fight, but they knew how to stand up for themselves, and they knew when to stand up for themselves and when to let things ride.
Right. Okay. And what about religion, Sharon? Did Christianity have an influence on them?
It did. In many ways, actually. The Joanna I was speaking about, who was proposed as a bride for Saladin's brother, the reason that didn't go ahead was she basically refused to marry him. He was Muslim. It had been suggested he would change and convert to Christianity for the marriage, but Joanna still wasn't having any of it. And the way Richard the Lionheart got out of Saladin taking him seriously was saying that they would have to get the Pope's agreement to his conversion before any wedding could go ahead, because Joanna was a princess. And the church had a great deal of influence on who could marry who. They had rules about being too closely related by blood. You weren't supposed to marry somebody within 7 degrees of affinity, which is actually a great distance. You know, it's like 5 great grandparents away. If you're closer in relation than 5 great grandparents, then you can't get married. I mean, they did allow it. They just used to have to get a dispensation. But yeah, everybody had to know how they were related to people to make sure that they didn't marry someone they was too closely related to.
Crikey.
And the church kept an eye on that.
I was going to say, how did they actually find out back in them days?
Everybody knew their family tree, you know. They knew who they were related to. I mean, after the Norman Conquest, basically, the Normans thought of anybody who was blood related within a certain degree was called a cousin, which is really not very helpful when you're trying to work out how they're related, because you know they're a cousin, but how first, second, third or fourth cousins, they never bother distinguishing.
Twice removed.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting. And I'm glad you've written the book, because we hear so much, don't we, about kings and princes, and it's nice to hear more about these princesses. And definitely, for sure, I believed the myth. I thought that they had an entirely different life.
Yeah, I really enjoyed writing the book. It was brilliant finding some of these women who are not spoken about so much. There's a wonderful book, well, series of books, I think it's in 6 volumes in total, by Mary Ann Everett Green, written in Victorian times, called The Princesses of England from the Norman Conquest. And that was sort of my inspiration, because I just thought we need a new look at them, because there isn't anything out there. And women's history, everybody, you know, it's a topic that is really important, and until recent times has been very overlooked. So it's nice to, there's a lot out there to write about, and to bring these women to the forefront and to show that they weren't pawns. They had a role in the world, in diplomacy, in their home country and in the country they married into. And their role was really important, but it's often overlooked or just ignored.
And was there any particular princess, Sharon, that surprised you the most?
I think it was the two, King Harold II's two daughters, Githa and Gunhild. They couldn't have had any more of different fates. You know, Githa was ended up in Kiev. Kiev and Rus, married to a prince of Kiev. Whereas Gunhild was sort of escaped from a convent and lived with a lord, Alan the black and then his brother Alan the red, or the other way around. I can never remember which way. But live with two brothers, one after the other, without actually getting married. So it was interesting to see the differences in those in the two lives of these two women who had had the same upbringing, had for a very short period of time been princesses in England because their father had been king at the beginning of 1066 in January, and he was dead by October 1066. So they had these really very violent introduction to royalty. And it was just the way they handled themselves and the way fate handled them. It was interesting to see the differences between the two and to see how just being royal isn't enough. You know, it still puts your life on a knife edge.
Yeah, yeah, I get what you're saying. Well, looking at your other books, you've had many, including Silk and the Sword and Heroines of the Tudor World. I'm assuming then that you're a historian, Sharon.
I am, yes.
And any plans for the next one?
Well, funnily enough, this book was actually a much larger book originally. It was called The Medieval Princess, but it was way too long. It was over 150,000 words, so it had to be split in two. So this one is Princesses of the Early Middle Ages. In August, number two is coming out, which is Princesses of the Later Middle Ages, Royal Daughters of the Plantagenets. So that's what's next. And then after that, I'm writing a topic that is really I'm really enjoying, which is medieval rebel women.
Oh, wow. There must be so many. You must be thinking to the future and thinking, I can write about her, I can write about her.
Yeah. There's too many. I was thinking, oh, it'll take forever. I was thinking, oh, I won't be able to find enough. And it's like, oh, now, who am I going to keep out? I'm not keeping anybody out. So that's going to be a long one as well.
Oh, very exciting. Well, for our listeners, this book is called Princesses of the Early Middle Ages, Royal Daughters of the Conquest. We're selling it right now on our website. It was only out in April this year. Simply go to tre.radio and click on the virtual bookshop banner, and it's by, of course, Sharon Bennett Connolly, who we're chatting to now. Now, I mentioned your other books, Sharon. How can people find out more about you?
I have a website, historyoftheinterestingbits.com. I am on the socials, all of them, Facebook, X, Threads, Sharon Bennett Connolly, or the History Bits on X, I think.
Wonderful. Well, do let us know when the next one's out, and we'll chat to you again.
Thank you.
All right, yeah, take care. Thanks, Sharon.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Do you know what your pet does when you're not at home?
Because he was like a little clown. He kept dropping it, picking it up. And in the end, he got it. But the first time, he was actually trying to feed himself with it. It was so cute.
On Animal Talk, we discuss these funny stories and more.
On your return to the UK, they have to be treated with a product against echinococcus, which is a worm. And that has to be filled in on the date and a time in that health certificate.
Join me, Selina McKenzie, and the panel on Animal Talk, the last Tuesday of every month at 3 p.m. here on TRE. And learn more about your best friend.
Do you agree with brushing dog's teeth? That's different.
Absolutely.
And yeah. How often?
Every day.
Every day?
Yeah. Every day. Why not? They eat every day.
Oh, crikey. Okay.
Thank you for listening to Talk Radio Europe.
About making the move to sunny Spain, join over 242,000 Facebook group members already sharing their adventures in our vibrant Facebook groups, Expats in Spain and American in Spain. Find everything you need at expatsinspain.eu and americaninspain.com. Plus, explore our two monthly online magazines packed with tips, stories and local insights. Do you have a business in Spain? Then reach this incredible community. Advertise with us and connect directly with thousands of future customers who are ready to live their best life in Spain. Your dream move starts here. Spain is waiting.
Every day, the Daily Mail provides in-depth coverage of the world's top stories and events, with special features throughout the week on everything from health to fashion, personal finance to travel. On Thursdays, its female magazine section provides interesting articles on beauty, food and styles. And every day, the Daily Mail's Coffee Break section provides stimulating puzzles and crosswords to enjoy throughout the day. With top sport and special local reader offers, buy today's Daily Mail, the top-selling English newspaper in Spain.
Talk Radio Europe. Lifestyle.
Lee Reitner, and Is It You? UK news headlines now. The IMF has slightly upgraded the UK's economic growth forecast for 2026, but it's warning that political uncertainty could still hit confidence and investment. Meanwhile, unemployment has edged up to 5% with wage growth beginning to slow. And politically, reports suggest Andy Burnham is emerging as a strong favourite among Labour members for the party's future leadership direction.
The Remix, a recap of the best interviews of the week.
I always find that people's purpose is to make money, just money and fame.
I didn't want to have to leave that just so that I could be out as a lesbian, or so that I could with people who understand that women should be allowed to drive if they want to.
The philosophical question is usually, do we have free will or not? I would rather say, yes, of course we do, in the sense that we have some capacity for behavioral control, but it's constrained by things.
The Remix, a recap of the best interviews of the week. Tune in Saturdays and Sundays from 2 p.m. on TRE.
The Lifestyle Show.
Selina McKenzie.
I got something to say, something to say. All right.
Can you feel me? Yeah.
Come on. Can you feel me in?
Do you want me? Yeah.
Feel me in.
Let's talk about it.
I was checking this girl next door when her parents went out. She phone say, hey, boy, come on right around. So I knock at the door, you were standing with a bottle of red wine, ready to pour, dressed in a long black satin, laced to the floor. So I went in and we sat down, started kissing, caressing, told me about jacuzzi, sounded interesting. So we jumped right in, all calls diverted to answer phone. Please leave a message after the tone. I mean, me and her parents were kinda cool, but they were the fine line between me and you. Things young people in love do. Parents trying to find out what we were up to. Saying, why were you creeping down late last night? But then I see two shadows moving in your bedroom light. Now you're dressed in black, when I left you were dressed in white. Can you feel me? Calls diverted to answer phone. Red wine bottle, have the contents gone. Midnight return, jacuzzi turned on. Can you feel me? Whenever the coast was clear and she'd ask me to come out, I'd say, hey girl, come right around. So she knocked at the door, I was standing with the keys in my hand to the 4x4. Jumped in my ride, chicken and nobody saw. The club we went in, we got down, bound, bounce to the rhythm. So it was early morning, thought we better be leaving. So I gave you my jacket for you to hold. Told you to wear it cause you felt cold. To break the rules, I weren't trying to play mom and dad for fools. We were just doing things young people in love do. Parents trying to find out what we were up to. Saying, why can't you keep your promises no more? Saying you'll be home by 12, come strolling in at 4. Out with the girls, but leaving with the boy next door. Can you feel me? Jacket, whose property? Said you've been queuing for a taxi, but you left all your money on the TV. Can you feel me in?
Can you feel me in?
All they seem to do is be checking up on you, baby. Watching your every move, think someday they might approve, baby. Why were you creeping round late last night? Why did I see two shadows moving in your bedroom light? Now you're dressed in black, when I left you were dressed in white. Can you feel me?
Can you feel me?
bother to answer phone. Red wine bottle, half the contents gone. Midnight return, jacuzzi turned on. Can you feel me in?
Can you feel me in?
The director's cut.
There you go, more negative waves. Have a little faith, baby.
You mind if I have some of your tasty beverage to wash down?
I delve deeper and deeper into the archives.
Girls, what guys who are dangerous, have tattoos, play the guitar. Stick with me. I know these things.
From jazz to big band, from punk to rock, to obscure collections to surprise you each week.
Don't buy drugs. Become a pop star and they give you them for free.
Friday at 6 p.m. with a repeat on Sunday at 1 on Catch Up and the TRE Jukebox.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
1, 2, 3. Yippee. Hey.
There's still so much to accomplish.
Never knew it could be so good.
Skipworth and Thinking About Your Love.
TRE. Going out for tapas or having a full dinner? Taking a siesta or having afternoon tea? Mediterranean breakfast or English breakfast? With Linea Directa, you can enjoy the best of both worlds. What you love most and our car insurance. A perfect mix with the best coverage and 2 months free. Discover why 9 out of 10 customers recommend us. Switch to Linea Directa. Call 919 181 130. 30 years of insuring what matters most. Conditions apply.
Planning to travel abroad for heart surgery? You may not need to. Invita Sanit International Hospital. Expert care is just minutes away. Dr. Aranda and his team deliver cutting-edge, minimally invasive heart surgery, keyhole valve repair and aneurysm treatments for more than 20 years now. Stay close, recover sooner. Second opinions? Visit MarbellaHeartHealth.com or WhatsApp 629-674-616. Tune in to Dr. Aranda as he joins Selena McKenzie on The Health Show last Thursday of every month at 3:25 p.m.
There's a pawn shop on the corner
in downtown Fuengirola.
Hi, what's up?
Well, I'll tell you what's up. Gold's up. I just cashed up 12,000 euros. I can't believe my luck. A few gold coins, an old broken watch, and a few gold chains that I've not worn for years. And Linda came with me. She only had a charm bracelet and her dad's old pocket watch. 12,000 euros.
If you've got anything, call us in or come to the shop and we'll give you the very, very best price we can. Never a better time to sell at the moment. Call us on 609-529-633. It's Anthony. It's a name you can trust.
You'll now also find Anthony's open in Puerto Banús at the back of El Corte Inglés next to the Thai restaurant Naga. Telephone 622-907-000.
Want the best rates and peace of mind when sending money abroad? Lumen, your trusted currency partner, can help with quick, effortless and secure international money transfers. We already partner with some of the best real estate agencies and solicitors across Spain. So whether you're buying or selling a property, transferring your pension abroad, or simply paying your monthly bills, Lumen is here to help. Protecting your money is our highest priority at Lumen, so every transaction you make with us is safeguarded. Visit lumenpay.com to learn more about how we look after customers and help them save money on their international transfers. Terms and conditions apply. Lumon FX Europe Limited, trading as Lumon, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Talk Radio Europe.
The Lifestyle Show. We'll be back in the second hour with more lifestyles. Taking us to the news, here's Swing Out Sister.
listening to Talk Radio Europe.